Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But let's start here, TJ. The big news in the sports world, maybe not in most people's minds, is Messi, the most famous soccer player ever in the world, is making his debut in Miami. And in the soccer world, it's a big deal. When he signed there, it was a big deal. It was like when Wayne Gretzky got traded to the Kings. I mean, it was of that epic proportion, and people who are in the know and love soccer, this is a big night because Messi has come and is going to play in the United States and play in Miami, and there was so much fanfare and all that about it. And it's interesting to see how many people will tune in and what kind of impact it'll have here. But TJ, let me go here. First, I'll ask you, how much do you know about Messi? Are you into soccer at all? You have kids. Most kids nowadays have played soccer. Are you into soccer at all?
I am into soccer. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I watch the Premier League and things of that nature and MLS, but I have some buddies that play soccer. But TJ is watching the World Cup. I'm not worried about no Messi today. I'm watching the United States of America women's national team. I'm watching us play Vietnam. Now, I know we start at 6, and Messi's game, I believe, with Miami starts at 5, but if I'm watching soccer, I'm watching the U.S. national team today. Just bad timing for them.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people, I hear you, and the U.S. team, women's team, but Messi, of course, is a big story. They say he's going to come off the bench. He's not starting, but let me go here. And a lot of people be like, I'm not watching that. I'm not into soccer. I could care less. And I know those are the people. There are plenty of those people out there, TJ. But let me tell you, you've been ignoring it long enough. You're acting like it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Yes, soccer is huge internationally and outside of the United States. And people don't believe that our traditional sports will ever take a back seat. Since I was a kid, TJ, okay? I always heard soccer's going to be the next big thing. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be bigger than everything else in the United States. People are going to be into soccer because it's huge all over the world. And that never really happened. But I'm here to tell you that it won't be long, TJ, and I'm going to give it 25 years, that soccer and baseball will overthrow the NFL and become the biggest things in this country. And I'm going to give you the reasons why. It's not some hate on the NFL. The NFL's great. It's Sunday. It's once a week. It's perfectly put together. But here's what I think most people aren't thinking about. In this country, as it turns, TJ, more and more Hispanic, and it is, they will be the majority in this country. And it ain't 200 years from now, okay? It just isn't. Look at the statistics. Look at the predictions. And when you talk about Hispanic people, not that they don't love football and they don't love any other sports, TJ, crazy about soccer, crazy about baseball. Am I off on this?
No, you're not. And if I would have an argument against that, would be this. Baseball, number one, it's an expensive sport to play. And so if you come from a low-income background, it's hard to play baseball growing up. It's expensive. A good bat is $400. You got to get lessons. And everybody is not going to have family members that play that can kind of teach you. And that's why it's hard. If you look at baseball, there's not many low-income kids that play baseball. They try to put the Major League Academy in Compton. They have one out here in Orange County as well, but it's an expensive sport. You got to get a bat every year, $400, your cleats, the dues to play, the travel. That's where I'm not sure. Soccer, the same thing. If you get on a club team out here in soccer, you're paying $2,500 for the fall, $2,500 for the spring and summer. People can't afford that.
You know what? That's all fair.
That's the kicker at a younger age.
No, that's all fair. But I'm talking about, and you know this, here in Los Angeles, the Dodgers sell 4 million tickets. I don't know when the last time you were at a Dodger game.
I go quite often. Okay. I go to about 20 a year.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. The Hispanic population and community, they love it. The Dodgers.
Yes, they love it.
And here's the other part why I think it will eventually, when it comes to soccer and baseball, here's the other things that will finally do it. A, more and more kids' parents aren't letting them play football. We haven't seen the effect of it yet as far as better athletes and great athletes. And I'm not saying, TJ, nobody's going to play it. But we'll eventually see a decline in the talent because some parents will just say, we don't want you to play football because we know more about CTE and the other issues.
It's a great point.
Okay. Gambling. Baseball is going to surpass when gambling becomes a national thing and every state has it, TJ. There are more baseball games to gamble on, which will be a bonanza for baseball as far as financially. And the game is slow enough that I can bet on every pitch, if a guy hits a home run, if a guy walks. Do you know what I mean? Not just the game. Football, you only have 17 games or 17 weeks. So there's the other part of it. And when I look at a city like Los Angeles, and I remember when the Lakers and the Dodgers both won the championship. Dodgers won the World Series. You remember TJ 2020, mm-hmm. And the Lakers won. Who had the higher TV ratings in Los Angeles? It was the Los Angeles Dodgers. And all I'm saying is when you add up all of these things, I'm not talking about next week, TJ. 25 years from now, they'll replay this tape because I see which way it's going. So you ignore soccer all you want. It will be a dominant, probably number one or 1A, and baseball will be 1 or 1B. And those two sports in the next 25 years will be the sports that most are the most popular in the country.
So soccer will have to, number one, in the United States, they're going to have to increase their pay. These parents aren't going to push their kids into soccer if in the United States they make far less than baseball, basketball, football, so forth and so on. In Europe, it's great. But in the United States, the pay isn't – it's no comparison. So if they want it to be as big as it is in Europe, they're going to have to pay like they pay in Europe. If that's the case, it will never get on par with football if the pay does not increase. And I got a pretty good example. So my best friend, I've been knowing this dude since we were kids. His son right now is a stud in baseball. Just had his little nationals this past couple weeks ago. He had like 9 home runs in like 6 games.
Wow.
9 home runs. Big. He's tall. He's fast. Really good in football. Really good in basketball. But he loves baseball. And what you just said, his dad, we played college football together. And he's like, I don't know if I want my son to play for. I'm like, well, you better figure it out. He's 11 now. He's 11. He's 5'10".
Right.
Like, you better figure it out now. And he's leaning towards baseball. Whereas my son, who right now seems to be a pretty good athlete, but he's not 11. He's only 9.
Right.
And he enjoys baseball. But football is his favorite sport. And we've never played tackle. We just played flag. And so there's ways to not play football at an early age to where you, quote unquote, could possibly damage yourself if you play flag. Flag football is getting more and more popular, and that's a resource that people can go to play and not just play tackle right away. But soccer, the soccer part of it, you have a point. But if they do not start paying
right
more money, soccer is not even part of the equation. And just look at baseball. You're really not a free agent unless you're a Bryce Harper or Mike Trout.
Right.
You're not a free agent until you're 29, 30 years old.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hour number two of the program, and Aaron Rodgers, you know that's going to be a big story all year. Whenever a quarterback of that magnitude changes teams, and you know, TJ, the history of this league, the NFL, is that most great quarterbacks finish their career elsewhere. Tom Brady left, Peyton Manning left, go back to Joe Namath left. Who am I missing? Joe Montana left.
Oh, you said, yeah, Steve Young put Steve, Joe Montana right? there. Yes.
I mean, it happens. This is the nature of it.
Phillip Rivers left the Chargers. I mean, it happens.
This is just a part of the game and how it goes. And Aaron Rodgers now, of course, people in New York are excited. The Jets won 7 games somehow with a terrible quarterback play last year. So they figured you add a Hall of Fame quarterback, and maybe he can win you 3 or 4 games, right? And then give you a chance to win with that defense. And now the speculation was that maybe Aaron's just going to play 1 year and pack it in and retire. So this is an all or nothing thing. But he was asked that, and this is what his response was about how long Aaron Rodgers' era in New York will last.
Jets gave up a lot for me. So, you know, to just play 1 year, I think, would be a disservice. Now, if that 1 year turns out to be a magical year, who knows? But it's more than that. It's how my body feels.
It is about his body, because his age, 39, you know what I mean? It's one thing to say I want to play 2 or 3 more years, TJ, but your body will dictate. I'm going to assume that he plays 2 years this year and next year. That would just be my gut. What about you? What do you think?
I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play in New York 2 to 3 years. As long as he doesn't have a major injury, why wouldn't you? The team is extremely young. And so you have an opportunity to do something special with the New York Jets. Again, we spoke of divisions earlier with the Detroit Lions and the Vikings and the division he just left. This division is tough. You got to compete with Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. You got to compete with the Miami Dolphins. And I'm not even going to bring up the Patriots because I don't believe they're going to be in contention to win that division. But with the young players that the Jets have, and they're young and they're very good, man, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to lead that situation. Why would you? I could see him playing maybe 4 years as long as he stays healthy. Their young players are too good.
Yeah. At that age, you just don't know. And health, of course, is the biggest thing when you talk about a player of that age. You know, like last year, and you know this, TJ, you've watched a guy play. His accuracy was one of the best ever. Is one of the best. Like, he doesn't throw interceptions. He's accurate with the football. And last year, interceptions all over the place. There was a game against the Lions in Detroit where I think he threw 2 or 3 in the end zone, you know, which is just doesn't happen normally. And he had a broken thumb, not a broken, he had an injured thumb that he just played through, really didn't talk about, and probably affected him. I expect a better Aaron Rodgers this year.
I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers. You know, a lot of people, they get on him, but Aaron Rodgers needs to be given his credit where credit is due. These young guys, they all mimic the way Aaron Rodgers plays and the way he throws the ball and just his patterns and his movement. This is Aaron Rodgers that all these young players that are coming into the league, the kids in high school, they mimic him.
Right. Like nobody else.
Nobody else. They mimic Aaron Rodgers. And so going to the Jets, at least if I'm seeing and reading things correctly, it's like a fresh effect there for him, man. Fresh air for him. Like, he's renewed. He's rejuvenated. He's a different player. It's fulfilling walking into that meeting room and going to practice. It's just a different mood. And for him, again, when you have Sauce Gardner, very young, Garrett Wilson, very young, Quinnen Williams, young, the offensive line is young. They have so many young studs on that team. I promise you, if he does not get injured, 1 to 2 years is going to turn into 3 and 4 years. You can't hit guys. You can't hit the quarterback at all. And so if he can stay fortunate enough to avoid some freak injury, watch. The Jet magical season. If we have a magical season, who knows? Well, let's see if we can have two magical seasons. It's just different energy, man, when you go to another team and you feel like we really got a shot. It just energizes you, and he just seems to be an energized Aaron Rodgers. You could see it in his press conferences. They're different than the press conference he had last year when he was with Green Bay, and you can see it and you can feel it.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's a pep in the step. It's a little different. And Green Bay,
man,
you know.
Man, it's like when you get a new girlfriend, man. You know how that goes.
It's a little something, right?
Yeah.
You perked up a little bit, right?
Yeah, we all.
All of a sudden, you're not tired to be on the couch, right?
Nah.
Hey, let's go do something.
That's how it go.
But let me add, you know, I guess I'm going to say this. And I think you're higher on Jordan Love than I am. I'm not saying that he's not going to be a bust or anything like that. But for a guy to be there that long, and I really believed when they moved up and traded for him, and they had a chance to trade Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago. Remember the Denver? People have reported it was all done. He was going to go to Denver and right on draft night or before that. And when they didn't pull the trigger, and he wound up winning two MVPs, so back-to-back. So I get it. But if Jordan Love was that guy, that was the time to do it. You could have got a haul for Aaron Rodgers. Why do you think, you know, that they waited this long? And is that a little bit of an indictment that when you trade up for a quarterback to get him and then let him sit there for 4 years and not play, that usually doesn't mean that guy normally doesn't work out.
It's never an indictment when you have an Aaron Rodgers that's playing in front of him. Like, you're not going to bench Aaron Rodgers. You draft him because you don't know how much longer Aaron Rodgers is going to play. But it's not an indictment on Jordan Love when he's behind Aaron Rodgers. It's an indictment. I ain't going to put nobody. I don't even want to do anybody. It's an indictment if it's a lesser quarterback playing in front of him. Huge indictment. But Aaron Rodgers? Nah, you don't hang your head about that. Now you got to go in and prove the Packers right, because you best believe Jordan Love believes in himself. Now go prove them right in the decision they made 4 years ago. That's what you have to do, is go prove them right, because he already in his mind thinks he can go do it. It's just a matter of go doing it. But no, it's no. That's Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. And so if it was any Joe Blow – yeah, I could agree with you. Jordan Love sucks. They don't believe in him, blah, 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 this and that. And, you know, people have been saying, well, yeah, you know, when Pat Mahomes, they knew right away. They was talking about how good Pat Mahomes was. Pat Mahomes is behind Alex Smith.
Right.
Put out some stuff about Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback. Now you got another problem.
Right.
And no, they don't want these problems. And so I believe Jordan Love is going to be fine, because – Did
when
anybody
you say, when you say fine, I'm just give me where is he going this year? Okay,
they turn the range over him. I believe
will
Jordan
he be
Love
in the bottom
be,
third?
No,
will he
he'll
be in
no
the middle
he will
third,
not. He'll be in the
be
middle
the
third.
Third.
He'll be in the middle third of quarterbacks if you ask me, because the top third of quarterbacks, I mean, there's some really good quarterbacks.
There's
in the
no room
right
at the top third. There's no room.
Nah,
am I right?
Like, who are we going to knock out?
He ain't knocking nobody out. There's
so
too
I believe
many good quarterbacks.
He'll be in the middle third, if you ask me, because he sat long enough to where he should know this system inside and out. And he's been out here in California with his guys putting the work in. No excuses, man. You know the system, and you and your guys been out here putting it in. And so I expect Jordan Love to fall in the middle third.
And if you're setting up a defense coming out, you're going to stop the Packers' run game and force him to throw. Correct? Is that,
absolutely.
That's what you have to make this show us that you're that guy. Correct?
Absolutely.
So he'll have plenty of opportunity to throw the ball down.
Yeah, we put Nate in the box. Put Nate in the box. Even last year, let's just be honest. The Packers relied on a run a ton last year when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. And so when he's not the quarterback, we're going to put 8 in the box. And I'm going to say, Jordan Love, can Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs beat me? And I'm going to say this. I was working with Romeo Doubs this year. Woo, that boy can play.
Okay.
He's big. He's quick. He's fast. Romeo can flat out play. And so it's not like he don't have the weapons. They drafted 2 tight ends, a burner and Musgrave from my alma mater, Oregon State. He has the weapons. He just got to go get it done.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
TJ, I'm interested to hear what you have to say because Saquon Barkley is standing up for himself. He hasn't caved in. The Giants do not want to pay him and not pay him what he believes he's worth. So he's contemplating that he might sit out.
How valuable I am to the team, I won't show up. That's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that has something that crossed my mind. I might have to take it to this level.
TJ, here's my problem. What they're doing to the running backs is terrible. And you know this as a wide receiver. At one point, they didn't want to pay wide receivers. You remember that?
I do.
Now they don't want to pay running backs. Dalvin Cook doesn't have a job. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing. And he don't have a contract. Led the league in rushing. Doesn't have a contract. And Saquon Barkley is the Giants' offense. They gave Daniel Jones somehow $46 million, and they don't have money to pay Saquon when he's the reason that Daniel Jones is even able to do what he does. Where are you on this, on what they've done to the running back position? And TJ, you could say it's a passing league, but you need to run the football to win football games.
Life isn't fair, Rob, and what is happening to the running backs isn't fair, but that's just what it is. And if I'm Saquon, let's specifically talk Saquon. The thing that should and will bother him is I'm the engine. I'm the straw that stirs this drink if we're talking the New York Giants. But yet you paid a guy that benefits from me being on the field, not the other way around. Because when I'm on the field, he plays better. When I'm not on the field – He's not even a starter in the league, speaking of Daniel Jones. And so that's going to bother him. And now it's not even bothering him. It's pissed him off. It's made him angry. You can be mad, but when you become angry, can you not let that anger into the facility, into the building? Now you start to poison your teammates because they're going to obviously want to talk to you about it. You're going to be frustrated. And the coaches understand, but they don't want that to bring the team down. But how can you not? And it's not Daniel Jones' fault.
No, it's not his fault. Right.
But Saquon is going to look at this like, I am the guy that gets this offense going, and you get this dude 40-plus million, and I can't get a third of that? I don't even want half. I can't get a third of it. And to me, it's going to be a problem. Saquon's not holding out. Thought about it and unthought about it very quickly. You learn from the mistakes of people that have come before you.
Okay, let me tell
you.
He
saw what happened with Le'Veon.
Okay, but I want to say this to you. That's why you have a terrible pension plan. That's why you have a terrible health care. And I'm talking to you as a former player. And you know what I'm talking about.
No, 100. And okay? I'll speak on this. I was a player rep.
Let me just say, this is why. Because unless you guys don't stand up and fight for it, you'll never get it. And if this is the attitude, just go back in. You don't want to do what Le'Veon did. How come they hold that against the running backs if you give a deal that Le'Veon it doesn't work out or Ezekiel Elliott? But nobody holds that over the heads of quarterback when they gave Carson Wentz $150 million and it didn't work out. I don't understand that.
I don't hold it. When I say Le'Veon Bell, it's because he sat out a year.
No, I know.
There's busts at every position.
Exactly.
There's busts at every position. It's not as if, we paid this running back and he didn't produce. Man, that happens at every wide receiver, offensive line, D-line, quarterback. That happens at every position. And so it's not just running backs. The biggest thing is what you said earlier. The CBA does not expire for 7 more seasons.
Terrible.
They cannot address this for 7 more seasons. All these running backs that we're speaking of, they might not even be in the league at that point in time. And so that's where the players of today need to be listening to what we are saying now. Don't these fifth-year rookie – no, you can't sign five-year deals with a fifth-year rookie option and then a franchise. That's 6 years before you free agency. We not playing Major League Baseball.
Right.
We're in the NFL, short lifespans playing the game. It needs to be 3 to 4 years max, no franchise tag. Pay me or somebody else will.
Right. Pay me for 3 years guaranteed. And you know what? If I don't live up to it, TJ, you cut me. And if I live up to it, I can go elsewhere or you pay me. How can they give you a 5 year contract in a league
for running backs
that average 3.5 years?
For running backs, it's not fair to them because this is the motto now. Draft a running back. Start him as a rookie.
Work him like a horse.
Pick up his fifth-year option, franchise him 6 years, get rid of him, let's restart the clock.
Yep.
The Raiders didn't even pick up Josh Jacobs' fifth-year option, so that hurt them. But a guy like Saquon, you just can't let $10 million go and miss the season. He should do what? Hold in. And this is where you go wrong at is by outwardly expressing your frustrations. Don't say a word. Show up. My back hurts. Practice? You may play, but if I feel anything, I'm done. And they're going to know exactly what you're doing. And if anybody don't respect it, then it's a problem because these same coaches that want you to play, you tell them they're going to take less money, how they going to feel. The coaches empathize with us. They know.
They all got guaranteed contracts.
They get fired, they get paid. We get fired, good riddance. And so
it frustrates me. And you know, TJ, I'm all for people who produce should get paid. Okay? We talked about Shohei Ohtani. You think I'm upset or I'm bothered that he might get 6 or 7? He's worth it. He's worth every penny. Okay,
Saquon the money they'll Barkley make was the offense.
Yes,
just look at Daniel Jones. Just look at the numbers. He's the offense. Now he can't get $40 million, but give him a short term deal that satisfies him. But now I could go against the argument and say, you know why they don't want to do it? Because they can find an Austin Ekeler that's undrafted and give me great production. So if I play devil's advocate, I can go get an Austin Ekeler who was undrafted and now is one of the better backs in the league. Not top five, but he's one of the better backs in the league, and he was undrafted.
Okay, but I should also say to you, last year when he was hurt and the Giants didn't make the playoffs, who was the running back? It ain't – you just can't – every running back you get is
Saquon,
not going to be –
Saquon was that offense. Like, Saquon literally got Daniel Jones paid. And now he can't get paid himself, and I'm sure that's bothering him. Like, all you got to do is look at the numbers. I believe Daniel Jones was 5-7 when Saquon didn't run for 100 yards. 5-7 when he didn't run for 100 yards. 5-0 when he did. So what does that tell you right there? When Saquon plays well, Daniel Jones plays great. When Saquon and that New York Giants offense isn't running the ball, Daniel Jones isn't too good. And so the next CBA, these guys that are young players now, they need to hold firm with it. Get better insurance for yourselves because when you're my age and you got to pay for your insurance, we get insurance 5 years for 5 years after retire. I had zero problems the first 5 years after
course,
I retired. I had zero problems.
It's set up that way that their premiums are low. TJ, you're a young man at that point. You don't need health insurance like that. As you get older, you need to see the doctor. You know what I mean? And whatnot. It is a scam. And your pension plan and your health insurance, with all the money that league makes, is disgraceful. That's the only word I can think of it.
Eventually, things will change. And this is where it will change. And I'll just say the names of the guys that will be the ones to change it. And they may not be the guys, but the Pats, the Joes, the Joshes, the Lamars, the Jalens. I think you know where I'm going with this. The quarterbacks are going to have to stand up for their teammates and say, this isn't fair. That's the only way it will change. If the Pats, the Joes, the Joshes, the Lamars, the Jalens, the Trevors, the Justins, if those guys stand arm in arm with their fellow players around the league, then you will see change implemented. Until then, it's going to be the same old same.
Same old, same old. People getting passed over, worked over like a burger and fries. They don't care.
You can't sit out, Rob. Like Saquon, he can't sit out and miss a year. That's $10 million. You cannot just let $10 million go. Like, you'll never make that up. You'll never make it up. You can be angry, and there'll be days you don't want to practice.
Yeah,
don't
practice. But I'll say this, TJ. You show up, and the system will continue the way it is. Like, you, at some point, and it may be not just him alone, and that's why you need solidarity.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, you can't. They know that. And that's their strategy. And everybody, don't sit out, dude. You can't, don't sit out. So everybody does it, and they all come in, and they all do it. And then that's why things have never changed.
Feel running backs can be replaced. Receivers, to a certain degree, every position can be replaced.
But you can't replace all the players.
It's not many Joe Burrows, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert's walking this earth. Replace them and see how it go. So if you can get these quarterbacks to lock arms with everybody else, now we talking. It's going to take some time, but it's what it is right now. But the future, they got to change it, because my generation should have been the generation to try to implement and start the change. We didn't do it. Somebody's going to have to be the guy that says, listen, this is what we're going to do for the betterment of the guys that are coming after us.
Didn't that happen?
I don't know who
baseball.
That guy going to be. Who's going to be that
Flood.
Guy?
Kurt Flood is the reason people have free agency. He gave up his baseball career.
I mean, you got to think now, Reggie White and Freeman McNeil did it for us for free agency.
Right.
And that was a big thing. Now it's, can you get to the guaranteed contracts? You see what happened with Lamar. They didn't want to do that. Okay, don't guarantee the contract.
Give us health insurance. That was Pat Mahomes.
It could be Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert now.
Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!